everybody to Universal Energy Radio's The Abundant Power Hour with Anna and Anita. Of course, I'm Anna. Have my co-host, Anita. We're going to get this thing rolling, and hopefully we will have some folks. I know we have some folks listening in. Hopefully we'll have some calling in and raising their hand, but, of course, give them time. It always takes a little bit, so you and I can chat a little.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny that happened, because I was going to tell you I was listening to Shaman Durek, one of his new podcasts, and he was talking about us being in a black hole right now. So I thought, well, that's pretty funny. I feel like I'm in a black hole.
so I
thought it was quite appropriate.
It's true. And I think my cousin was trying to explain, I have a cousin right here that's really into the etheric, way beyond aliens, Palladians, everything. And he was explaining how we are actually going through this, we're going through like the Milky Way, or we're going through all of this stuff. Like, universally, the Earth itself is going through this major shift, and as we come up through that, that's the age of Aquarius, right? And then we'll start ascending again. So it's an interesting thing. I don't, you know, again, not a scientist, don't claim to understand it, just you listen in, and of course, Google some stuff. But yeah, so we are atmospherically going through things, we are on this planet going through things, and I think that is the sort of the, and the crux of everything going on now. It's interesting how, and I don't want to say, like, us and them. It's not an us and them. It's we together as humanity. What I'm saying is, you know, there are people out there who are conspiracy theorists and they want this. They want normalcy, you know, as they thought they knew it, and they want to, to go do things that they thought that they could do. And so here we are in this space and time of a major shift and transition on our planet, in the universe. So that, you know, you and I could sit here and talk about transformation, shifting identities, all of this stuff, and that's, sometimes that's a little bit overwhelming for a lot of people to really grasp that concept of what has to happen.
He was even going as far as saying, now he doesn't eat meat, but the only reason he doesn't eat meat is because he actually feels the feelings from the animal, because he's that empathic. So it's not that he's against meat. But he was even talking about, you know, we're so used to just going to the grocery
you're sounding really muffled. I don't know if you're on a headset or something, but it's really muffled.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that can be adjusted or not. It's kind of odd.
Is that better? Yeah, is that better?
That's a little better, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so he wasn't saying don't eat meat. He was just saying that now we're thinking about where everything comes from.
Yes.
You know, that was his whole point. Like, where is your meat sourced from? How were the animals treated? You know, toilet paper's now worth more than diamonds. So what's important to us, you know?
Right.
That's why he was saying black hole. Yeah.
It's very, everything's different. Well, I think there was once upon a time, right, that salt was the currency. You know, if you think about that, salt was actually a currency. And so now we have toilet paper that's currency.
Right, exactly.
Somebody had posted today, so what did people use before, you know, he was joking around, like, what did people use last week, you know, when things were going really crazy, and I just wanted to type bidet, bidet. That's not a common occurrence in the States, though. So,
yeah.
I would say, the French are chuckling at us right now.
Oh, I bet
the French and the Japanese are chuckling. all the other courses.
I'm chuckling at us right now. I'm chuckling at myself at times. I chuckle at myself often. Yeah.
Well, and humor is the high vibrational thing, and that's, I always like to think, if we can just laugh at something, laugh at a scenario, laugh at possibility, mm-hmm. laugh, you know, we're just high vibe mm-hmm. in there, not in a sarcastic way and not of making fun of someone else, but just in a really good high spirit. And I would say good, clean fun, right. you know, good, clean fun, good,
right.
clean jokes,
right.
just making each other laugh. We do a little mini mastermind, and I really appreciate the humor in that mastermind.
That was great.
Just laughing and enjoying ourselves.
Through all the pain and changes and releasing, we're still finding humor. So I think that's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
in
yeah.
your mastermind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think one of the things that we were talking about, a mutual friend that was in the mastermind as well, really moving and shifting some major things, and she ended up leaving
right.
early. What I did was recorded the tail end of the session so that she could finish off the session. And then I was telling you, mm-hmm. I did some what I call Filipino humor, which she always thinks it's hysterical when I use a Filipino accent. So the very end, after it was done, I just talked to her for about 3 or 4 minutes in this accent, and so she got a big kick out of that. And, you know,
cool.
told her to, you know, let, and then once it's done, I said, this is one and done, it's time to let it go, you know, just let it go. And I love mm-hmm. how she was very open to the shifting, and she was very open to releasing
mm-hmm.
that stuck energy, and I appreciate that. And she, you know, we're going to do this again. So she's on board. And to me, that is someone realizing the benefits of what we all bring to the table, because it's not just me and my stuff. It's all, I think it's all of us together as a group that's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can create our
own. And I think that's what's happening with the collective right now. All of us as a group are so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredibly powerful. So we can
mm-hmm.
take that energy that almost, it can be, I think it can be agitating for people who don't realize that this is all for our highest and greater good.
Sure. Well, you know, I had sadness,
mm-hmm.
and I'm, you know, I mean, I get sad, don't get me wrong, and I go through, you know, I go to 3D, and then I go to 5D, and then mainly that I know what it is. And I mean, you, especially with what you did, it was so funny because I could actually just observe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I observed it, it made me sad because I knew it was almost like you grieve because it's not serving you, but you grieve because you know it's going away.
Right.
That's the best way I can put it.
Right.
Anyway, that's what it was for me. It was like, oh, well, that's not going to be part of me anymore.
Yeah. Up and out, right? Up and out.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, there was a bit of sadness in it because it's been with me my life.
Sure.
So,
where the
I don't know if that's normal.
Yeah, well, that's where the appreciation and the gratitude comes in, because it's
mm-hmm.
the fact that we're doing these sessions to unblock ourselves and let go of resistance, and the things that are staying with us. It's really, you're not really releasing the memory, you're releasing the feeling of the memory, or the, you know, it could be the sadness, it could be the anger, it could be the grief, but and then go back and look at that memory or a memory that comes up and just feel how you feel in it. And once you've done the session, you shift that,
mm-hmm.
and it could be all of it or it could be some of it. There could be a progression there, and it depends. Like, I think some people are releasing a lot and letting go of it, and that it'll come up as that feeling, and that's where you know, you've got us on this gratitude at least three
right.
gratitudes for the day for 30 days, and part of that gratitude, I think, belongs to that. I am grateful that these memories are willing
yes.
to be released so that
yes.
I can fill that with my desires and the things that I want to create in my life. So it's powerful when you really look at what it's doing, and that's why I say be very grateful and an appreciation of those feelings coming up and feel them as they come up and just love them, you know, just love them, put them in your heart. And like you
mm-hmm.
said, it had been with you for so long. And it's like,
right,
yeah, it's great. And just some things, mm-hmm. it's time to let them go. And
right.
I think as humans, we like to hang on to our stuff, you know. Stuff, we have that thing. It's very
it's comfy. It's
comfy.
It's my little blankie. It was my little blankie. Now my little blankie's gone. Yeah, it was really
yeah.
cool today, too, because you know, for me, you really get me in a higher vibration through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, that's because I feel like I'm more powerful in myself,
mm.
and that's a good feeling. And today I met my son and granddaughter, and because it was his birthday yesterday, and, you know, we had really bad weather here, so we said we're going to do it today and then go see my mom through her window. And anyway, so we went to our favorite place, Loving Hut, and just everything, it's so neat to see when your vibration's high how things just come to you, because he had ordered the food and him and I went in, and this is such a sweet place, and she had like Clorox wipes, she had gloves to buy, she had masks, you know, I mean, she just cares about the community so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and it's a restaurant, but she had all that if people needed it. And
mm-hmm.
And she was selling it, you know, she wasn't giving it to you free. But the thing was, she had messed up something with my son's order because he was picking up his cake, but she had messed up something with an order. So she gave us our whole meal free.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. And, you know, my son was so sweet because he said, well, you know, we don't mind paying you. Everybody makes a mistake. And he said, you know, I know business might be hard right now. And she said, nope. She said, you're one of my best customers, and this is on me. So
wow.
That, to me, Anna, is when you're vibing high, it's just an atmosphere of love and concern
yeah.
for each other. And, you know, and that's, to me, what your mastermind is getting me to anyway, a much higher vibration.
Mm, well, thanks for that. That's good to know. Is that, you know, I think that every person in there has been moved in some sort of way. I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
Just in facilitating, I know there's such an awesome benefit. And there's something there for each and every one of us. And I think just in messaging back and forth with a few other folks that are in there, you know, there's so much
mm-hmm.
that's coming up for everybody. And I think we're all
mm-hmm.
in different places in our lives. And it's how we, I think,
mm-hmm.
for me, this, you know, I'm facilitating this, but I also am, I receive sessions from other coaches. So as I'm receiving those sessions as well, I believe that this is definitely part of the reason why I feel so calm and fine
mm.
during all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think originally
mm-hmm.
I had pre-recorded some things for myself, and I was such a proponent, and I still am a proponent of that, because I think your voice is one of the most powerful commanders of your unconscious mind. And so
mm-hmm.
having that having that being said, I think one of the things that, you know, that really helped me was doing my pre-records of my I am statements. I have powerful questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this, we have these, when we ask these powerful questions, that's really asking our unconscious mind to step up and pay attention, mm-hmm. or superconscious mind, I should say, step up. So I do have Raven in chat, and Raven, if you can hear us, would you let me know? I did post something in there. If you're, can you hear us? So she's saying hi to me. So I appreciate you, Raven Spirit, being in chat, because usually we do have callers, and they're like, I'm not seeing any callers in here, and that's very odd. For, you know, usually there's, and I know a few people that were going to dial in. They asked me for the information, and so yes, she can hear us. So
do we want to say the number? Or have you already said the number?
I have not. If you are listening and you're not on the phone, you can dial in at 718-664-9124. Push 1 to get yourself on the air and have a conversation with us. But, yes, my concern was we sometimes when the hosting, like I called in using the actual back end of the studio, and I ended up having to call in on my phone and then get you on the air just by getting into the dashboard and muting myself as host. So it's kind of a weird, and things like this have happened before. And like you said, Shaman Durek was saying, we're in a black hole. Energetically, we're in an interesting place in the universe. I try to do my best to actually not touch the electronics when we're doing the show. I try not to touch the electronics because sometimes that energy just, you know, has blown us literally off the air before. So. Okay. To me, that's how Source, Universe, they connect through electronics. I had a friend of mine who was engaged to one of my mentors who actually got me on the air back in 2009. I was on Source Energy Radio. And Trey, who created Source, he's now Source. So he would very often, for his fiance, after he passed like 30 days or 45 days after, and, you know, weird things were happening. Like her printer would start printing in the middle of the night. And so just different electronic things would start acting up. And there were some interesting things that happened. Like I actually channeled a message for him to her very, like, he took over my mind. He literally took over my mind. It was a very interesting afternoon in my studio, for sure. I mean, I kept feeling him saying, I need you to do something. And I kept saying, I'll do it later. Because I was, you know, I'm busy. I've got something, you know, I'm working. I've got things to do. And I was in my office, and it was like my brain kind of, you know what, like when TVs used to get that static, white static? That's what it felt like, and that's what it seemed like. It was white static. And then I sat down because I couldn't think of anything else. And when I finally did feel like I was seeing, I saw little pinpoint lights floating in the air, little pinpoint lights. And then I just took a pen, took a piece of paper, and I wrote. And I ended up typing that out. And messaging, and I didn't even know at the time who his fiance was. I'd spoken to her on the phone when we would have conference calls, and I knew her first name was Lee, that's all I knew. And it was really interesting because how was I going to find her in the sea of his people on his Facebook page? I was guided, and it was interesting. So I sent this channeled message, this poem, if you will, to her and and her family, and they read it at his memorial service, and it was, you know, the first and only time that any energy has taken over my brain. So, well, I can't say that because it happens a lot, but in that fashion, I want to say,
right,
in that fashion, yeah, but. Yeah, so I don't question any of the, you know, the weird stuff that happens, It just is.
Right.
It's always, I have not had any weird that's happened for not my highest and greatest good, I guess I should say that. So that's,
yes,
that's another
I would
gratitude.
Agree with that and mine as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another gratitude show.
Because yeah, I think everything that happens is a lesson. Because we have choices, so.
Yes, yes. So why don't we... Can we get you to pull a card or two, or how many ever jump out for
us? I pulled an empowerment card.
Nice.
I pulled an empowerment card for the group, and it's examine your eyesight. Take your focus off of how others see you. Cease being obsessed with the need to impress your friends and your foes. Be your concern on the vision you see in the mirror. Don't allow the approval of others to obstruct your view of you. It's absolutely gorgeous card.
Yeah.
Yep. And
nice.
Then, sure, I mean, I'll be glad to pull a card. I pulled out the Keepers of the Light by Kyle Gray. Kyle's been doing a lot of interesting things. He bought some bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing angel sessions with us with the bowls, and it's just been absolutely beautiful.
What kind of bowls did he get?
I love bowls.
Yeah. The crystals?
They were crystal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just sound beautiful, and then he kind of sings along with it, and he's actually got a pretty good voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty amazing.
I have a
an
18-inch crystal bowl that when we all see each other again, usually what I like to do is allow you to put your feet in there, and I play it, and I actually hum in the bowl, and it changes the vibration, but you can feel it all through your body. Like, It's really cool.
Well, let me know what you want me to pull a card for. I'm going to pull from Keepers of the Light. If we don't have a caller, someone in the chat wants a card, I can pull a card for them.
Raven's
it's
in chat.
You.
Raven, would you like a card? Would you like Anita to pull a card for you? I'll give her a minute because it's delayed.
Sure.
And she's listening.
Yeah.
It's generally delayed.
That's the way Facebook does, too.
Yeah. Give it a second. Oh, the technology. She said she would love a card.
Yay! Okay. Could you ask her if she has a question, but not a yes or no question, like around finances, career, romance, you know, any around anything, but not a yes or no question? Like, what does she need to know about?
Raven's one of my go-to people when I need to know something. She's amazing, and she works a lot with animal energies as well. So that's fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Oh yeah. Very lovely energy.
Yep. So I'll
give her a
second.
So her question just. Pull a card really for her, but I think also any message from her daughter who has passed.
Oh,
her daughter,
okay. Sure. Oh, and that's cool that it's Keepers of the Light.
Yeah, because Courtney is definitely a Keeper of the Light.
I do feel a brightness when you mentioned her daughter. It was like a really good energy.
Oh, her birthday's coming up. It's on the 16th. Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
All right. She would have been 35. Oops, so young, yeah.
Aw. Yeah, my son's was yesterday. So we did a FaceTime scene to the cake. But then I met him, of course, today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But was kind of fun. That's the nice thing about technology.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, well, her daughter's thinking. Her daughter's thinking because taking a minute to get a card here. All right, daughter, what do you have to say? All right. Ooh. Okay. Oh, wow. Card is Mercury. And it's open communication. So that's kind of cool. Because I feel like she does talk to her daughter, or her daughter talks to her. So that's really cool. And Raven probably knows who it is, but Mercury is a Roman god of messages and communication. So that is so cool. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm really feeling like her daughter actually communicates with her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See what else I feel from it. There's a healing feeling.
She said that
Mercury is
her ruling planet, and they communicate all the time.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's so funny because as you know, Raven, you know, we speak to our family on the other side, and sometimes it's nice to have that validation, and that just cracks me up that you pulled the Mercury card. It's like, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Right, because I'm always here.
It
says open all levels of communication. Important messages, information, and insights are being shared. You may hear from an old friend or family member. That is too funny. That's why I just love the confirmation of cards.
Mhm. She says she's getting chills. Yeah, me too. And it's warm here.
Yeah.
I put myself in this little office. I shut the doors. I got the light of my lamp on, but it's warm. You know, I'm in southern Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, my hair is standing up on my arms, on my forearms. Like, yes.
I was gonna say my crown is tingling. My crown is tingling, and it says, Mercury is here now to allow you to hear clearly and be heard. So obviously, your daughter's wanting to talk to you, so that's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that openness. She's in Ohio. Yeah, it's in the 40s in Ohio. Wish it was warm here. Yeah. I wish I was there with you. I try to stay either in or, and here I am with two, I'm being quarantined with two tropical folks. So they like it at a balmy 80 degrees in here, you know, and I'm like, I'm over exaggerating. It's, you know, the AC kicks in around 77, I think. Good numbers. Yeah. yeah. She said, thank you. This is
That's
awesome.
Funny.
I so appreciate you.
Sure. Well,
she was feeling sad yesterday thinking of her, so this is great. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before
you hop
confirmation
on,
that.
Super confirmation. What I would say, though, is before she hopped into the chat, you know, we were talking a bit about sadness, how that's kind of coming through to be released. And, when that sadness comes up, just appreciate it and love it just for acknowledging that within us and allowing it to go. And, you know, it's not, I can say, sometimes it doesn't shift overnight, but when we acknowledge those feelings that might not feel so great, that's the, what do they call it? They call those lower vibes the dark side or the shadow side or whatever, but once we acknowledge them, and once we love them and squeeze them and call them George, they they dissipate some. They just dissipate, continue to dissipate. So I'm glad we could pull that card, and it was just, that's cool. That was cool. All right, well, I
that
see a
was
hand
really
raised,
cool.
And, I,
yep.
and I know this phone number,
oh, cool.
so we're going to get this
okay.
This young lady on the air. Hello, Kushin.
Hello, Kushin. Hi, Anita.
That's
Alisa. Hey. Hey, Alisa.
Aha.
Yeah, I was actually doing a meditation, and I realized at some point I probably dozed off, and I'm like, oh, what time is it? And then I said, oh, my gosh, the show's already started. So I called in. Well, I was actually online, and it was through my phone. I think I hit the link on Facebook. So I don't know how that works. I was going to try to message and be in the chat, but I don't ever really do that. So I'm like, well, let me just call in. Let me call in. So, but yeah, the sadness part, you know, and I don't know, I haven't talked to you about it, but I know maybe you've heard that one of our cousins passed away
right,
in the Philippines.
And I was going to just acknowledge that, so thank you for sharing.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a shock, I guess. I mean, no one was expecting that. I don't think he was expecting it. I just had a good little cry earlier. One of my friends and mentors who, she's been good. Most of my friends have been really good about keeping in touch. I'm like probably not the best person. I'm like, I'm just going to be in a cocoon. And I kind of limit how much I chat with people, even if they're family, you know, I kind of want to stay, stay away or stay me by myself. But, she was really sweet. Because I kind of let her know she had gotten in touch with me through text, and I just texted her back and said that, this literally we just found out about it yesterday, and she said, oh, and she is an energy reader, so she said, would it be okay if I kind of keep that in mind as I do a little meditation, and so she did. And she said, do you want me to share whatever comes up? And I'm thinking, I don't know if I do. I just don't know. But it was good. It was good. It was very positive. And so it was sweet. Well, when she did an audio message back instead of trying to text it back to me. And it was good to hear her voice. And it was good to hear what she saw. And almost like she was also surprised that it had happened.
Yeah.
And so she said, you know, you can very easily, you know, do this and visualize him. And, you know, as you do your meditation, visualize him. And so, you know, I had a good little cry, and then I did it and I saw him, and I just, you know, I saw him kind of not really wandering around, but the same thing that's a little bit of surprise. And he in life he was looked out. He was looked out after by all of his siblings, like, you know, his brothers and stuff. They were all kind of keeping an eye on him. And so in this transition, I just pictured, you know, our grandmother and one of our uncles kind of greeting him, and, you know, like, hey, you know, you're here. So he's not really lost. And they can kind of ground him and kind of greet him as he's now on the other side. So that was a sweet little image. So I kind of got out of that and then did my own meditation just for me. and now I'm here. So I don't know if you wanted to pull a card for that, or in general, just a card for me about health, because that's come into the forefront for me as well. So whichever comes up, I'm good with it, obviously.
Okay. Well, I'll just see if a couple cards jump out, you know, because you kind of had two questions, so we'll just see. I'm pulling from Angel Prayers for you.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I think the surprise of that was, it was a surprise. And Yeah. My understanding is they were just having a meal, and he literally just collapsed with no preconditions or anything like that. So
right.
That
oh,
just
wow.
tells you how precious life is. And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about him, Elisa, because you recently were able to meet him last year, and yeah. he was such a character on this planet. And he, when I the only time I ever met him, I was 12. So,
oh wow,
we were in the Philippines, and the only I remember, this is my memory of Joe Mill, is all of us singing "That's the Way I Like It" by Casey and the Sunshine Band, and he sung that. He went with us pretty much everywhere, and he would sing that song all the time. He had a bit of special needs, so everybody would look out for him and stuff. And he had lots of siblings. I really don't know how many, but I know it's more than 8.
Yeah,
maybe more than
10.
I don't know. He had a lot of siblings, and he was the one that he just made you laugh and made you happy. You know, he was that guy, and just a real sweet. I think when Dad FaceTimed one time when they were over there, he popped in on the camera and said hi to me and stuff, and that was cool. So of course, as a kid, you have fond memories. Like, that's one of my big memories from going over to the Philippines when I was a teenager, you know, a preteen. So it was Joe Mill. And so when they messaged yesterday saying that he had passed, it was interesting. And I'm glad you had somebody tapping into that as well. So
yeah.
So your first card was synchronicity. And the little thing on the card is, thank you, angels. I trust your well-timed guidance and signs. So what I'm getting from that for you is that you know there's something that you need to balance. I'm feeling like it's exercise and you kind of know what food you need, but maybe the change is hard for you. Or maybe during this time it's hard for you. But I'm feeling that food is involved with the healing too. So those are the two things I'm seeing that needs to be more balanced. And I feel that you know, and it's kind of telling me to kind of start writing down, like, have you a food, not really a food journal of what you eat, but when you eat something, like, write down, did it make me feel good, or what, you know, or it made me feel this way, or I didn't really feel that good, or, you know, however you want to say it in your journal. But I'm feeling that will guide you to intuitively know where that balance is with food. There's something
right.
else I was feeling, too, from that. Also, gosh, they just told me real strongly that it doesn't have to be perfect. That's why I feel like they're asking you just to write it down and just deal with the feelings. How does this food make me feel? Okay, maybe you binged on something you enjoy and then you felt bad. You felt guilty. So write down, I felt guilty. You know, that's kind of what they're telling me, is to write down your feelings around food. And how you feel, like, Did it make your body feel good? Did it make you hyper? Did it make you sleepy? You know, those type of things too. And then I'm also hearing that exercise, if you do one type of exercise, it tends to bore you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing for you to get creative in, like, don't push yourself so hard. You know, you do 15 minutes of walking today, and then the next day you only got to do five, that's fine. You did five. So, again, okay, don't be too strict with what you're doing in food or exercise. Find a nice balance for you. All right. They were telling me a lot about that card. Okay. The second card is... Mm-hmm. The second card was express your creativity. And it's interesting because even though this card is about creativity, what I'm hearing is it's an angel that's got her arms like open to receive. And what I'm hearing is that you kind of need to work on your receiving.
Okay.
Now, you know, I don't know if you're a giver, receiver, you know. I know you're a nice person, but I'm not sure with the giving and receiving. So, but I'm really feeling from it that they want you to really start receiving when somebody offers you something, receiving and just say thank you.
Okay.
And also, you know, I am feeling the creativity part because, like I say, from the synchronicity, I think you can be creative in how you do that. And I also think that while you have this time, you know, you can be creative in what your other gifts are and what else you can do when you have downtime.
Oh, I've got downtime.
So I don't know if that... Okay. So I don't know if that was helpful or not, but, you know, that's what they both were telling me, so...
No, it is. It's very helpful. I was up till 5 this morning, in part because of the storm, but I was just engrossed in looking at, like, what's going on with like my skin. So I basically have like the psoriasis that has been flaring up, and mm-hmm. it's something that had been kind of, it was being managed in the past year in earnest. But there are definitely these times when it really flares up. And right now, like I'm not able to go. I usually go to my acupuncturist and, you know, I can't really mm-hmm. do that. So, but on a deeper level, it's like, well, you know, there has to be something that I need to be able to do. And a few years ago, probably 15 years ago, I did a raw living foods course. And it wasn't because I felt like I needed it at the time. It was just something that I was curious about. And I did that for a couple mm-hmm. of years. Well, it was raw living foods, and then it was like, you know, vegan and then vegetarian. And then, in fact, going to the Philippines for the first time, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to the Philippines as a vegetarian and, you know, live to tell the tale. Mm-hmm. So I ended up changing my diet, you know, back to whatever I, you know, was used to doing anyway. But
mm-hmm.
it brought back all these different things of, you know, like my skin wasn't bad at all back then, but I did lose a ton mm-hmm. of weight, and it was extreme. It was very extreme, and you know, Aunt Anna was there. She was like, you know,
really emaciated.
and I wasn't trying. The thing is, I wasn't trying to lose weight. I mean, I could have stood to lose a few pounds, but that was just mm-hmm. a result of detoxing. So when I'm looking at my skin, I'm kind of feeling like, well, there's a lot of things going on with that, but part of it is you know, I know the stuff that I've been eating, it's not been very good. And I know that there are times that I've eaten some foods and I've just fallen asleep after, you know. And so I know that that means that I'm taxing my system eating this food. Like, if I can't eat a meal and just have to fall asleep, that's crazy. That's what needs to happen. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do know that a change in my diet has to happen. And the things that I've actually enjoyed have been, like eating an apple. Like, I'll eat an apple for breakfast. And I've done that a few times because I've not been very hungry. I mean, I've not been very busy either, so I'm not those ravenous person in the morning. But I remember just eating an apple and then feeling like, okay, well, that's good. And then, you know, at some point I'll eat lunch. And then usually whatever I ate for lunch would make me fall asleep. So I've done this before. And I think, like, this today,
well,
I finally got up.
That's what I was hearing. Yeah, that's what I was hearing clearly. Pay attention to how foods make you feel, like going to sleep. You know, so I don't know what you ate or if that made you go to sleep, but, you know, all I heard was just be aware of it at first, and then you'll find your balance. So I think, but, you know, I also heard them saying you don't need to be a perfectionist about it. You know, like, kind of pat yourself on the shoulder when you had a good week of, you know, writing down how you felt and doing bits of exercise. Like, hey, I really did good that week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was saying that because I came to this conclusion, like, that's it. I'm just going to eat a bunch of fruit and some vegetables because... because I almost feel like I had to be that extreme living in the environment I live in. Because all the stuff that we bought last week, it's like a bunch of bread, a bunch of cheese, a bunch of meats. And I'm like, I haven't written it down, but mentally I'm like, yeah, I don't normally eat that much bread. And I ate a lot of bread last week. And it's just irritating my skin. So for me, I'm feeling like some drastic measures have to be made so that I know I'm not going to feel great right now as I'm trying to detox, but I know that the end game is to get to that point where, you know, I'm taking care of my body. So getting that card is like, okay, let's not go like jump off the deep end. So
right.
We'll see.
Well, and you know, I stopped all wheat, and I stopped dairy too, because it was not making me feel good. And I go to an acupuncturist, and what he said is sometimes it's when you buy the bread, it can a lot of times be in the processing. And you know, you can get certain breads that are processed better, and then you don't worry about it. But that's where I'm saying about the selection. Or if you like bread or you like something crunchy or toasty or whatever, think of some kind of maybe try gluten-free crackers, you know, a good brand, of course, because there can be poor brands of that, too. But and see, like, just get off the wheat and use gluten-free for a while and see how your body feels. That's the kind of thing I'm hearing for you.
And I know that I don't tend to have problems with bread. I mean, but just like when I was on my trip last year, I was eating a bunch of rice, like as a rice porridge, like congee, every morning on the ship, and it was great. But then my skin started breaking out again, and so I just had to.
Now
had to
is
figure
that
out.
Wheat based?
No,
is that
rice.
Just rice.
It is rice.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, one of the can I interrupt here for a sec, because I had a similar
sure.
I had a similar situation
where I found, I went to a holistic doctor, and we were talking about gut health. And what she explained mm-hmm. to me, and this is for everybody, whatever's happening on your inside will manifest on the outside. So if mm-hmm. you've got things going on your skin, yeah, so that's an indicator of something going on. So, you know, in the past, yeah, I didn't have problems with bacon and bread and all those things. And now I realize, the funny part, you know, we were in there, and those, you can't see us, especially me and Elisa. Elisa is as she puts it, I'm American, but she when you see her, she's 100% Filipino. Both of her parents are Filipino. My mom was American. My dad's Filipino. My mom had red hair. So people who have red, this is what the holistic doctor told me, that people that have red hair have are more apt to have, and it just flipped my head, this like, and it's a wheat gluten resistance. And so she put me on a no wheat, no gluten for 45 days. And it, my gosh, the difference. Because I had it looked like poison ivy that was on my stomach. And it was not. It was not poison. I don't really go outside and dig in the dirt like that, right? So, but what I'm saying is that as we get older, I think our bodies shift, and we just need to literally clean out our systems. And mm-hmm. the way we do that is by, I mean, one of my mottos is eat something green every day, at least once every day. And if you can eat it a lot, then that's great. So my habit, like Anita, you were saying, gluten-free bread, like there's a brand called Rudy's that's really good, and you get wraps, you can get bagels, you can get bread. And one thing that I started doing was doing just wraps or something simple, literally putting like lettuce, avocado, tomatoes, you know, do a little bit of fresh onion. You know, I'm kind of just something in there that's just more greenery that you're just going to eat in that. And what I'm finding now is there's a shift in attitude towards food. Like I crave, this sounds really weird, but I crave Brussels sprouts and kale. And so it's like so odd. And I know it's my system telling me, go get this stuff. And I'll take kale. I'll buy a big thing of kale, and I'll mix it with my salad greens. And so I eat it like a salad. You know, I have sauteed it too, but I like, you know, Lisa, you were talking about the raw and living foods.
Right.
I like the raw and living foods. Yeah. So just because we haven't had that, you know, predisposition in the past, a lot of times that's our body just saying, okay, we've had enough. It's time to shift it, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, but that gut health is a bit, that's a big deal. And that, you know, your skin is, what do they call that? The biggest, it's the biggest organ in your body is your skin. I mean, that's,
right.
And when it starts getting affected like that, it's definitely an indicator of something going on. Yeah, but then paying attention, like Anita was saying, like I know when I eat, If and when I do eat bread, I feel like a slug, and I have to go take, it's almost like I have to take a nap. And so I notice when I eat greens and things like that, and more, and I like to eat more fish than if I'm going to eat meat, I'll eat fish. And that, to me, feels better than, you know, beef or chicken, even though I do eat that sometimes. But if I can get in there just now, because we're not doing a lot, like I haven't done super physical work since last year. So, I mean, I'm out walking this acreage, picking up sticks and, you know, burning debris and doing things like that. So I'm doing things to keep my body, you know, going every day. And, you know, we're not running out to the gym. We're not doing the things that we normally do, go walk on the beach or whatever that exercise is. So, it's important that we try to, you know, find an avenue that works for us, you know?
Right.
So what I'm saying is, oh, kale, yeah. Go get yourself a bag of kale. Saute it with a little Parmesan and butter. You'll be good.
There you go.
Yeah. That actually sounds
be
really
creative.
Good.
Creative in it.
And
yeah.
It's simple, yeah.
So. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
We could talk some more about that, too. Maybe we should do a, let's do a food, like, kind of, I don't want to call it a challenge, but do a gut cleanse or something, or a food something where we talk about our food and our
Food awareness week.
Food awareness, there we go.
Week or something like where
that.
You,
Yeah. Well, very, very cool. But, yeah, mm-hmm. What we put in our system directly majorly affects that. And, you know, I think having our cousin pass away so suddenly, that's like a wake-up call because he was my age. So, you know, I have to look
right.
at that.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so he's a young guy because I'm really young. I'm super young.
Mm-hmm. You are.
So, yeah, and so I think about that, and there was, you know, for him, there were no predisposition, no medical issues, nothing. He just, you know, he just left.
He decided to check out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Well, we've got about a minute to go, and Raven says have a great night. Have a great night to you, too, as well. Thank you for joining us and connecting allowing us to now allowing Anita to pull a card for you. We appreciate that. And Alisa, we appreciate you for joining us. And then on the conversation.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. So, I don't know, any last minute anything there, Anita?
Well, I just think, you know, this is a good time. I mean, I'm kind of glad Alisa brought that up because I think it's a good time to take time for self-care and look, you know, at what does make you feel good and what doesn't and what, you know, you need to let go in your life and what you need to keep in your life. So, and I, you know, personally feel like you're helping with that with your mastermind, or you're helping me at least with that. So, you know, with the really deep stuff, I feel that's what your mastermind does. So I just think it's a good time to look within and you know, kind of like Alisa said, doing a cleanse.
Yep.
But a cleanse of everything. Right.
I think we're all kind of doing that. All right. Well, let's tell the folks how to get in touch with you, Anita, if they need to contact you. Anita is our empowerment catalyst.
Anita at earthpathguide.com.
All right. And those folks out there that want to reach out to me, I am at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com, or Anna at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. That's the email and also the website. And you can go get some freebies over there, some mini coaching sessions and meditations and all kinds of goodness. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And if you're on social media, please like us on Facebook at Universal Energy Radio and on Instagram under Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. You are certainly appreciated. Thank you, Anita. Love you. Thank you, Alisa.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll talk to you soon. We're on Anita and I are on every Monday, 6:30 Eastern. Alisa and Liz are, you guys are at 8:30 a.m. still?
That's right.
Yeah. 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We have MJ Bull on Wednesday night talking a different perspective of law of attraction. And then on Friday, we generally have a special guest at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern. Generally, that's the time. If the guest needs to change it, we do that. But you can also catch us on iTunes. So search Universal Energy Radio, rate us, and subscribe. And we appreciate all of that. A little mini commercial there. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.